Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Ask the experts about free fitting on all our kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
If you were listening to the programme yesterday, you'll have heard us talking about Christian Bruckner, the man who remains a suspect in the 2007 disappearance of the British girl Madeleine McCann in Portugal. Well, Bruckner has been released from prison in Germany this morning. Nick Pisa, senior global reporter with the Mail Online, joins me again from there now. Nick, so the release you were explaining to us yesterday was delayed until today. Tell us what happened. Tell us about the scene as he left the prison.
Good morning to you and your listeners as well. We got there at around about 6 o'clock this morning, and there was already quite a heavy police presence. I counted at least five police vans outside the prison and in Sende. And they were there primarily for our safety, the journalist's safety. They were, we were told it was because they just didn't want to see any unruly scenes. And at around about 9 o'clock this morning, local time, Christian Bruckner's lawyer, Friedrich Fulscher, turned up. He drove inside the prison with a black Audi A6. He was escorted inside with a police van in front and two behind him. And then about less than 15 minutes later, he drove out again with that heavy police escort. And we could see Christian Bruckner in the back with a blanket over his head in the passenger seat in the back of that car. They then sped off up the road, and the road was blocked to prevent anyone from following. And they joined the highway, and the convoy was last seen heading off towards Hanover.
Now, I know you were telling us yesterday there were concerns that he might leave Germany and he would be free to do so, but he's had to surrender his passport, hasn't he?
That's correct. He's had to surrender his passport, so although I'm wondering, to be honest with you, Claire, if it was even in date, because he's been in jail for 8 years now, according to the prosecutors. And he has to wear an ankle tag as well. But intriguingly, I was speaking to his lawyer yesterday, who told me that the ankle tag outside of Germany will not function. It loses its GPS facility once it goes outside Germany. He will be given an ID card. And with that ID card, technically, he can travel anywhere within Europe. So the possibility that he could leave Europe is obviously very much rescinded by the fact that he has to hand in his passport. And we know that his legal team were even suggesting that he do that, he go somewhere in the Far East where perhaps he wasn't known, and to even have plastic surgery as well so that he wouldn't be recognised by anyone.
Thank you very much, Nick, for bringing us up to date again from Germany. Nick Pisa there from the Daily Mail. Coming up, from chronic pain to niggling aches, Dr. Maura Finn will be here to answer all of your knee pain questions, so you can keep them coming in. Plenty have been coming in to us so far this morning. The WhatsApp number 0870 32 32 32 or text 51551. Next up, though, after a two-month break, the Dáil is back in business.
Text 51551. Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.